Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In a post-COVID world, the sales process is being reinvented, just like so many others. While e-commerce and video calls have been tools for sales reps for a long time, they have certainly increased in popularity. Are the days of face-to-face sales presentations gone forever? Doug Quackenboss is a lecturer in the Department of Marketing at the Darlamore School of Business at USC in Columbia, and this is part 9 in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. It's part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department, and this conversation will be followed up with a live Zoom conference this coming Monday, June 22nd at 3 p.m. And Doug joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Doug, welcome to the program.
Well, hello.
Let's go ahead and dive right into this. Just about everything has had to change and in many cases reinvent themselves during this crisis. The sales process certainly being one of those. Face-to-face presentations, while right now probably almost non-existent, are they on the way out even after this is all over?
I think, Mike, what we're going to see is an acceleration of some trends that have been going on for some time. But absolutely, I think one of the most difficult challenges for the salesperson is to get into a face-to-face in-person meeting. And I think the question will become just how justified that is in the post-pandemic short term. But our concern, of course, is will this linger as we move into the future then with changing trends that have now become practices?
There are a lot of selling tasks, I guess you could call them, that are becoming completely automated as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you think about the classic 5 tasks, prospecting, diagnosing or understanding, if you will, closing, of course, negotiating and storytelling. Well, many of these, storytelling, obviously prospecting, are pretty much online to a great extent already. Where the sales rep often comes in is in this diagnosing aspect. And that's where that personal touch has always been so valued. In this case, now we're looking at an environment where it's a lot harder in a Zoom meeting, obviously, to get that level of intimacy.
And there are certainly a lot of people who don't like these automated chat bots, et cetera.
Yeah, well, there's no question that there are people who don't. I think there are also many people who do. And I think we're going to see a trend towards greater understanding, education, and knowledge of how to use these kinds of technologies that just a short while ago we did not know how to use.
Now, what about trade shows? They've always been an important tool in selling. Are these going to bite the dust?
The trade show has struggled for quite some time simply because it becomes a little bit of an arms race, so to speak. Companies putting out their best and extreme effort into getting out there in front of the customer. So we've already seen a scaling back of that because of maybe repetition. You can't every year prove that you have something that exciting and new. Where I think there is a contrarian question to be asked is, will there be a backlash to this? And will we see that the trade show actually, after this dies down and we feel safe, will there be a revival, so to speak, of trade shows? And may that be a proxy for what we know today as that face-to-face meeting?
And now, are there instances where sellers need to, and of course, they've always done this, differentiated between age groups, demographics, you know, cultures, of course, different targets. But is it more severe or are there new conditions in this post-COVID world?
Well, I think when we get to younger groups, imagine an entire generation of people who were raised with this Zoom, the Zoom generation almost. The question will be, will they feel the need for that, even be together personally as they try to meet the people who are quote unquote selling to them? So I think there'll have to be real critical thinking around how you can meet those needs to inform, educate, and relate with your customer without using the tool of the personal touch.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to continuing this conversation on Monday on our Zoom conference.
Thank you, as do I. Thank you very much.
Doug Quackenboss is a lecturer in the Department of Marketing at the Darlamore School of Business at USC in Columbia, And this is part 9 in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. It's part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department. And once again, this conversation will be followed up with a live Zoom conference on Monday, June 22nd at 3 p.m. And we will have a link to all of this information posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.